Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Where the hell has the time gone? I'm only going to be here with you for one more hour. At that point, I got to leave. I'm sorry, my bad. But I have been here for 3 hours. Where you been? I get started every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Much love to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. It's good to be here with you, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody listening on 92.9 The Game. And everybody else, wherever the hell you live, whatever radio station, I'm glad that you're here. If you missed a minute, hit rewind. The free Odyssey app. You can also listen on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker at home, at work, wherever you might have one, say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. It's that simple. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down in New York City. And we've had a busy evening. We started off with the Carolina Panthers talking about how they have now secured the number one spot in this year's draft. We talked about the Bears coming away like bandits. They got DJ Moore. They give somebody for Fields, or they got somebody for Fields to throw the ball to, in addition to Claypool, Mooney, Kmet. It's nice. Good for them. And then Carolina, they got number one. That's it. They have no first round pick either next year. And so they better strike it rich with that selection. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. It's apparent that the Green Bay Packers and him are done. They're cooked. We'll play you some audio from Mark Murphy, the CEO and president of the Packers. We talked about Patrick Ewing. It's a hard knock life for Patrick Ewing. Probably the greatest player in Georgetown's history. He comes back to coach for 6 years, and he's given the boot. We talked about Jim Boeheim. He had a press conference on Friday to wish him goodbye. He cried. Poor guy. The McCourtys are done in the NFL. Jason retired last year. Devin McCourty will not be playing this year. I forgot to tell you this. Adam Thielen. He ain't going to be back with Minnesota. Them days are over. Odell Beckham Jr., he did a workout today, or Friday, I should say, and 12 members, 12 teams showed up to see him. Somebody going to sign Odell Beckham Jr. And so we got a lot to do. Tua Tagovailoa, they picked up his fifth-year option, or they will be picking up his fifth-year option. There's just a lot to get into here over the next hour. We have some callers on the line. I want to make sure we talk to them so they can get their opinions out. We'll talk some NFL. A matter of fact, how about this? For the next hour, you can call me and ask me whatever the hell you want to. I'm here. We got a lot to do. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. James is calling from L.A. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, James?
What's up, JR? You know I love the show, man. Hey, you know, I'm sorry about you. I'm sorry about you ain't coming out of there. I know Shep said that he missed twice getting the championship. I thought he got one with John Thompson, though, that final year.
he was referring to the New York Knicks.
Oh, I'm okay. Okay. Make sure he got it on correctly. Because I know he got a championship somewhere, and then he got a gold medal. So, yeah. So it's not got a gold medal. You know, hey.
No. We can talk about his gold medal and his national championship in college. Outside of that, outside of 1992, everything since 1992, which has been 30 years from now, has been pained for Patrick Ewing, okay? What has he won since 1992? Tell me.
Nothing. A trip to the finals. Get spanked by Duncan.
All right. And he wasn't even healthy. So nothing. There you go. We got to go back 30 years to find success.
Okay. My point was, though, I heard on your update that St. John's had fired their coach and they were going after Rick Pitino. You were talking about coaching and everything, and it seems like if you can coach, you know, and you didn't commit a major crime, you committed more of an optic moral crime, that sooner or later you're going to get a job. I think Urban Meyer and Rick Pitino are, you know, within the next 2 years, will have jobs higher right now. I know Rick Pitino's eye on it right now, but I go back to my UCLA Bruins when they had Jim Herrick, and they let him go for, you know, violations. He the next couple of years, he took Rhode Island with Lamar Odom and Cuttino Mobley to the Elite Eight, just like that. And so it seems to me that if you're able to coach and you didn't really commit a major offense, they're going to hire you. Urban Meyer's going to get a job, you know. Optically or not, morally right or not, you say what they want. You let Nebraska get desperate and keep losing like they're doing.
We don't even have to go back that far. I mean, we got Chris Beard, who on one hand, there was a situation between he and his wife, a domestic dispute, and then she said nothing took place after she said something did take place, and now Chris Beard might move on to Ole Miss. So we can go up and down the moral ladder. Yeah, it don't matter. Like, these dudes are going to get coaching jobs and opportunities. And Rick Pitino, based on his cachet, yeah, who knows? Maybe he will coach St. John's when Iona gets the boot and their season is officially done. It wouldn't surprise me, not at all.
But can he still bring it? Isn't he Boeheim's age? Didn't they all come out the same time, Boeheim and Thompson?
He's got to be about 70 flat. And so, and he's made it clear he ain't ready to hang it up. So, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, man.
All right. Thank you, James.
All right. Thanks, brother.
No doubt. No, man, come on. It's these dudes get recycled like nothing. Rick Pitino had to go coach up in Iona. Yeah, he's 70 flat. You got to be in New York to even identify Iona. People don't know where the hell this is. I know where this is, in New Rochelle. I drive by there all the time.
No, Iona more than New St. Peter's.
Oh, in New Jersey? You didn't know where the hell that was. You know how many, but the thing is, to even live in the New York City metropolitan area, there's got to be 50 million St. Peter's. Just everywhere. From White Plains, from Connecticut, to New Jersey, to Long Island, there got to be 50 million St. Peter's. You know what you think about no St. Peter's. 855-212-4CBS. Trent. He's calling from San Diego. Yeah, he is. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. I don't know if he was trying to ask me out on a date. Whoa. All I heard was juror. I'm like, who the hell is Jur? Never had a call start off with Jur. Is that a new letter? Is that one letter? Is that two letters? Is Jur short for JR? And then he's like, hey, JR, I want to. I'm like, whoa. Whoa. Let's try Rich from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Maybe he could independently pronounce J and R. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rich?
Thanks, JR, for taking my phone call.
Why are you laughing so much, Rich?
Just your comment. Sorry.
Okay. It's okay. Go ahead.
Couple questions, and I'll take your comments off the air. One, is my Niners taking or made a big mistake by, or are they not getting anything in return for Jimmy Garoppolo?
He's a free agent. You can't get nothing from him. He can go do what he wants.
So it is a mistake.
It's not a mistake. You got Purdy, who's going to be able to throw a football in 3 months after his surgery, and then you still have Trey Lance. And
well, at least wanted
really
compensation for him.
I'm sorry?
I want a compensation for him, but is the
for
Rams
who?
Could he go to the Rams?
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, because they're getting rid of Matthew Stafford.
No, so and thank you, Rich. I'm going to answer you. I feel like Rich was on that laughing gas, or maybe he was just smoking that gas. I don't know. Jimmy Garoppolo's a free agent. He can go play football in the USFL if they'll take him. Like, he don't have to stay anywhere. There's no compensation. There ain't no tag. The 49ers have made it very clear that they don't want him. It came out of his own coach's mouth. Shanahan said, no, I don't see a circumstance of which he comes back. And then you talk about the Rams, and what do the Rams do? So, Shep, who said that 2 days ago? Somebody was on Pat McAfee. Was it Lombardi?
Yeah, and talking about Stafford and his long-term stay in Los Angeles, correct.
Yeah, he said that the Rams were trying to get – do we have that?
We have that, JR.
Yeah, let's listen to Mike. He was talking to McAfee?
You would
right?
be correct.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Oh, Matt Stafford's fully available. For Matt Stafford, they're trying to – they would love to trade. They could. They can't do it because he's got $57 million guaranteed.
Hold on, though.
There's a lot of –
Do we know he's playing? Do we know he's playing? We're 100% sure he's playing?
Well, he says he is playing, but okay. But Pat, his contract, he's got 26 million of an option bonus on the third day of the league year, and he's got 31 million in paragraph 5 on the third day of the league year. All of that is guaranteed.
Okay. And then Les Snead. Shep, when did Les Snead answer?
This was today, I believe.
Oh, wow. Let's listen to Les Snead. This is his response to what you just heard.
I think we're going to definitely rely on Matthew. He's definitely one of our pillars as we do remodel this. And we can figure out what we want to call this. The reason I said remodel, not rebuild, is to me in a rebuild, you would just bulldoze the house down and begin rebuilding from the ground up.
What? What is he, a contractor or is he a general manager? One thing that he did not say was that we have not tried to trade Matthew Stafford. He called it I don't even know. Did he call it a rebuild or he called it a remodel, right?
He called it a remodel. Apparently he's doing semantics classes these days.
Ah, so I put a new backsplash in the kitchen.
Yeah, when he's not busy laughing his head off at press conferences, Les. Good job.
Yeah, I'm ripping, putting some new bricks in the driveway. You know, it's just a remodel. It's not a rebuild. Okay. It's funny. Matthew Stafford probably already knows. It makes all the sense in the world for the Rams to just say, this ain't it. And the only reason to do that, to not take that approach, is because you believe that Aaron Donald is going to run away. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go out to Sacramento, California, and let's talk to Justin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. What's up?
I was just calling because I wanted to get your take, and I wanted to basically talk about LeBron and Jordan. I mean, Jordan was my favorite basketball player, and he's still one of my favorites, but LeBron took it over. And I was wondering why people are so hung up on the 6 rings and 6 for 6.
Why are people hung up on the 6 rings in regards
to... No, no. Well, 6 rings and no losses. you know, that's a huge thing for people that think that Jordan is better than LeBron.
Well, I would say so, but I would not hang it on the fact of he had six rings and no defeats. I think his full body of work, I think his ability to play offense and defense, I think his go-get-it mentality, I think his inside game, I think his mid-range game. Damn it, I think if he played today, he'd be knocking down threes too.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think you could take anything away. I'll give you the opposite, Justin.
Yeah.
I find it odd that people will look at LeBron and go, well, you lost. Where every place he went, he was basically a walking team. And the fact that he didn't win every time is looked upon as a detriment to him, which I don't think is fully fair.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, my take on it is,
okay.
And now I don't think we should be comparing them either. I think LeBron should be more compared to Larry Bird or Magic Johnson because they're that type of player. He's that type of player.
I think they're great in their own right in two different ways, two different generations. And I think it's going to be interesting whenever he does hang it up in a few years, and then we can fully analyze. Look, it won't be until another 20 years from now, probably, that people will be able to look more objectively at what LeBron James did throughout the course of his career. Because when you're in the midst of something, I don't care who or what you are, if it's basketball or otherwise, you don't necessarily get a full appreciation. It's like a relationship. You could be with somebody, y'all could be loving the hell out of each other, but it's not until that person is gone that you really appreciate what you witnessed in the moment. So I think that's human nature. I appreciate you, Justin. Thank you for calling from Sacramento. What I hope doesn't happen now is that I am now inundated with people who want to compare LeBron James and Michael Jordan. No, thank you. 855-212-4CBS. Another guy named JR is calling from Louisiana. What's up?
Hey, you brought up the fact about your wife leaving or whatever. What was that? You there?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
All right, thank you. Dan is calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? Enjoy the show.
Thank you, man. Did you hear that last guy?
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's like he's like, JR, you said something about your wife leaving?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I think he's got the wrong show, or maybe he's enjoying his Friday night too much.
Yeah, he probably enjoying his Friday night. It's like, man, I don't got no wife. She sure as hell ain't leave me. What's up, Dan?
Hey, I just wanted to give my Sacramento Kings a shout-out. I don't think they're getting enough love on the national stage, and I just wanted to give see what you think they can do in the playoffs. And also, real quick, I think Mike Brown should be coach of the year.
I think Mike Brown will be coach of the year. I think it's either going to come between him and the guy that they beat last night and Coach Thibodeau. But I think Mike Brown is going to get it. And how far do I think the Kings can go? I think they can win a round. And good for them. They ain't been nowhere in 16 years. And the reason why they're not getting that attention yet, because they haven't won anything yet. Like, people are starting to talk about them. They've been irrelevant for a long time. Man, if the West wasn't so bunched up, I'd be less optimistic for them. I am still not a fan. They got building to do. They are a good team. They get up and down the court. De'Aaron Fox has gotten better, more of efficient of a shooter. Sabonis is now over here dropping triple doubles. I don't like their depth. This is what they need to work on. They need depth. They need a more legit scoring option off the bench. I'm sorry, Malik Monk and every now and then Trey Lyles ain't going to do the job. So they need depth, and then they need a defensive big man. And it's going to take time, but this is a start. I'd be happy with where they are.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said, JR, and keep up the good work, man. Like I said, I enjoy the show.
Thank you, man. Enjoy your Kings. It's been a long-ass time, man. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you about the Lakers. They just won a game. I'll give you an update on Arizona. I'll let you hear from a miserable UNC player. And then during the break, I'm going to look for my ex-wife that I never had. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Los Angeles Lakers. Still trying to stay alive. They just beat the Raptors in Crypto.com Arena. Yeah, that's what they call it. D'Angelo Russell comes back from that sprained ankle. Drops 28 points in a comeback victory. Has 9 assists. The bench really lit it up. You got Austin Reeves dropping 18 points. You got Rui Hachimura dropping 16. Anthony Davis, I guess he was still recovering from that busted up nose the other night. He only had 8 points and 9 rebounds. I guess he's like, hey, D'Angelo, you back, man. Do some work out here. And LeBron James, after the game and after the comeback, LeBron says, man, I love this team. Lake Show. I mean, yeah, if the Lakers continue to stay alive, maybe, just maybe, we'll see LeBron James. Right now, the Los Angeles Lakers are in the 9th spot, 9th seed. That would put them into the playoff game, play-in round. The Lakers have now won 3 consecutive games. They've won 7 out of their last 3, and the Western Conference continues to be bunched up. Dallas is in the 6th seed. They are exactly a game in front of the Lakers. The Clippers are a game and a half in front of the Lakers. This is nuts. Like, everybody in the West is like 35, 34, 33. Everybody. Even the Utah Jazz, they're currently out of the playoffs or play-in. They got a record of 32 and 35. I expect New Orleans to fall the hell out because Zion is putting food in his mouth. Sorry, it's not nice. I'm sure he's eating vegetables and stretching out his hamstring. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Sorry, Zion, that was mean. Larry is calling from South Bend. I wonder if this guy's last name is Legend. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
No, just Larry from South Bend. Thanks, JR. I appreciate the opportunity to give some love to the Hoosiers. They're in Chicago. They took care of business tonight against Maryland. A couple of players, if the country hasn't seen them or heard them, they'll really enjoy them if they get a chance to watch them. Trace Jackson Davis, another monster game for this guy. 24-9-7. Throw in 4 more blocks, 3 more steals, and then the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. It's official. Hood Schifino, again, just another monster game. Mike Woodson, former Indiana All-American, our head coach, and we're just really excited. A chance to win the tournament in Chicago, and then go make some noise in the NCAA. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, man.
Well, thank you so much, Larry. I appreciate Larry coming through and dropping the knowledge. I knew about Trace Jackson. Hood Schifino? I got to learn about Hood Schifino. I like that guy just on his name. And I definitely know Mike Woodson. Mike Woodson coached both of the places where the hell I live, New York and Atlanta. Mike Woodson had to suffer in Atlanta. Mike Woodson had to suffer in New York. He actually coached Carmelo, a little Syracuse connection there. And, yeah, good for Indiana. Let's see what they can do. I'm rooting for Mike Woodson. Why not? I don't care. I'm waiting to see what the brackets look like when we finish up with these championship games. Let me know on Sunday night. Matter of fact, I know someone who ain't going to be participating in the bracket. You know, one of our callers said Juwan Howard's stinking a joint up. And I'm like, yeah, he is. He is. He went to the tournament last year, got bounced, and everybody loved him, even though he was punching the other coaches in the head. Well, there was another coach who got his chance, first-year head coach. His name is Hubert Davis. He was able to have success with North Carolina. It's like, oh, my God, here you have a coach who hasn't coached anything, even though he's been sitting on the sidelines with Roy Williams, and now he's competing for a title? I mean, they went all the damn way. They lost to Kansas, and they fell below expectations this year. They just lost to Virginia 68-59. They got like 13 losses. You can basically put a fork in them. They are done. They are cooked. And they return like some of their key players that you might remember from the championship game. Leaky Black, who has one of the best names the world has ever seen. Not to be confused with Crunchy Black for my folks in Tennessee. What's up, Crunchy Black? And then Armando Bacot. He came back, too, and he had a busted-up shoulder. And how about this? After that loss to Virginia, he stood in front of the media, looked pretty sad. Of course he looked sad. He just lost. And he was asked, like, hey, man, what went wrong this season? Were y'all, like, stuck on last year? And he was like, I guess. Yo wouldn't stop talking about it. Take a listen to this response.
Can you compare this year to last year? It's such a stark contrast. It's kind of hard to imagine. I mean, how do you kind of view that contrast?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, really the story of this year was just talking about last year. I feel like this kind of all we heard from y'all, stuff we look back on. I think it was just overdue, long hangover.
Oh, crap. I feel like last year, all we did this year is look back at last year. Wow. Yeah, well, it ain't so easy now, is it? Hubert Davis, welcome to reality, man. This ain't easy. I feel like this entire power structure in college basketball that we've all been used to, it's done. You know, I mentioned this a little bit when we were talking about Patrick Ewing. Like, it's almost over. Roy Williams, Coach K, Boeheim, been over for a minute now. This is done. We don't got prospects showing up just to be coached by a guy anymore. They just want the money.
So is Slick Rick.
Oh, Patino?
Yes.
Oh, you talk about Slick Rick. I think you talk about the ruler.
That's true. Hey, you know what? And we can't forget about that guy at Michigan State.
Oh, my God. Is?
Tom Izzo, yes. Yeah. Won the national title in 90 and in 2000 with obviously Cleves and Peterson. Yeah, man.
Beilein gave up and gave it to the guy who wants to slap people. Villanova got a new coach as well.
Yeah, but JR, you know he's going to coach again at some point, Jay Wright. He's got too much left in the tank.
He's still relatively young.
Yeah, he's 61. He's got a lot left in the tank.
Yeah, but he's such a mid-Atlantic Pennsylvania guy. Like, I'm not so sure. I don't know.
Well, listen, if James Harden doesn't show up this year, you know he was coach. He would have been coaching the 76ers next year. Doc Rivers would have gotten the boot.
Yes,
and, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, but he wouldn't have to go nowhere.
Yeah.
Drive 10 extra minutes. Coaching ain't what it used to be. And it's no coincidence that these guys are bailing. It ain't worth the headache, especially if you've already had the success. I wouldn't want to be out here coaching these guys either. Hell no. We just mentioned the Lakers. We heard from Armando Bacot. A poor young man is a loser where he lost. Somebody going to be mad at me because I called him a loser. What am I calling him, a winner? Let's hear from a winner. D'Angelo Russell. I just told you came back. The Lakers won a game. He spoke to Spectrum. That's what he had to say.
They lucky I sprained my ankle. Simple as that. I was ready to go crazy. Ready to have fun with this and embrace the challenge and opportunities, all the pressure, whatever y'all want to call. I was ready to embrace that. Unfortunately, I went out with the ankle thing. But like I said, everybody stepped up and everybody held it down. AD been holding it down for us tonight. We tried to hold it down for him. So returning the favor as a team is what it's about.
Oh, okay. I like the little Rocky music in the background. Los Angeles Lakers, a little comeback, huh? LeBron, when he returns, he's going to wheel himself out there on his scooter. He's going to rip that boot off, and LeBron's going to have a triple-double on the way to the finals. I could see the story now. Probably not. Good luck to the Lakers. They do have a chance because the West is just... I'll put it to you this way. If the Denver Nuggets don't wipe out some of these teams who are injured, shorthanded, busted up, hurt, defeated, the Nuggets got a different problem. They don't deserve squat. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm taking more of your calls before we roll out. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be hanging out here with you for a few more minutes. Ryan Hickey's going to come through at the top of the hour and take you the rest of the way. It's been a busy Friday. It's been a busy week. We opened up the show talking about the Bears and the Panthers trade. The Bears saying we don't need this number one draft pick. Panthers said we do. And in return, the Bears got everything. They got DJ Moore. They got the number nine pick, the 61st pick. They have the Panthers' first rounder in 2024, and they got a second rounder in 2025. The Panthers, they got no choice but to go ahead and make sure that this draft pick just hits. That's it. And I said, if you're going to go, what was it, from the wire? If you aim for the king, you best not miss. One of the greatest lines in television history from the great Omar, who just robbed drug dealers for a living. Yeah, you didn't think you'd hear the wire on CBS Sports Radio, but it's the JR Sport Brief Show. I do what I want. Listen to one of the greatest lines ever from HBO's The Wire.
Hey, yo, lesson here, babe. You come at the king, you best not miss.
Yeah, the Panthers better not miss. They better not. Omar's not going to come kill him or nothing, but it could be devastating for the Panthers if they don't get their hands on a quarterback. Anyway, a team that doesn't want their quarterback, the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy, he spoke to the media, or he spoke to a Channel 2 up in Wisconsin. He was at a girls' basketball game, and they rolled up on him. Hey, President, CEO Mark Murphy, why the hell are you letting Aaron Rodgers talk to the Jets? And he's like, listen, we trying to go this way, and he trying to go that way. Listen.
I mean, I can't get into all the details, but... You know, it's a situation where I think we wanted to help Aaron achieve what he wanted as well as the Packers and hopefully, create a situation where it's kind of a win for both sides.
At this point, is it entirely up to Aaron Rodgers on what he wants to do? And then what has the communication been like the last few days and the last few weeks?
Yeah, you know, we're still in discussions. I can't really get into a lot of the specifics.
Well, they don't love each other anymore. Somebody think of the children. What about the children? Don't you want to stay together for... No, they don't. They hate each other. And now Aaron Rodgers could be the New York Jets problem, or he can just quit. He's an interesting fellow. Maybe there's still a chance that he just decides to quit. We talked about Patrick Ewing. He got the boot. No longer head coach of the Georgetown Hoyas. Kind of sucks when you win a national championship. What is this now? Almost 40 years ago. And now they don't even want you to coach, man. It's a different world coaching. So Patrick Ewing is done. Don't know what he's going to do next. He ain't going to coach no other college team. Maybe Michael Jordan will hire him next. sad. And then Jim Boeheim, he just got the boot, right? Could you say he got the boot, 78 years old? And he did a whole lot of boo-hooing and crying on his way out the door today. Listen to this.
When I was 17 years old, I came to Syracuse, right next door. It was a dirt floor practice field for football. Syracuse had lost 29 straight games in basketball, not football. I never left the school. I'm now 78 years old. And I'm probably most happy that I will never leave here.
I'll never leave Syracuse. Okay, keep going.
And I'll never leave Syracuse University.
Oh.
When I pick Syracuse.
Okay, that's enough of that. Okay, we can turn him off. He'll never leave. We get it. He's 78 years old. What is he going to do? He's going to pack his bags and move to whoa. Something bad happening now. I can't say that. What are you going to do, move to Florida with everybody else? I was going to say he can move to another country, but no. Hey, congratulations in retirement, Jim Boeheim. Hey, a big shout-out to a buddy of mine retired today. Devin McCourty is no longer going to play for the New England Patriots. Here, let's listen to a few seconds of that. His brother Jason asked him today, what you going to do? Jason retired last year. Let's play part of what Devin said.
Everybody wants to know. Patriots fans, they already saw you say you would never look good in another uniform. So will you continue to look good in a New England Patriots uniform?
I think that is a fact. I will always only look good in a patch uniform, but I will no longer look good in a patch uniform going forward. I'm officially retiring from the NFL. It has been a great ride. I got the opportunity to talk to Mr. Kraft, to talk to Bill, a lot of the guys on the defensive staff. Unbelievable ride, man. And, you know, I think it's always tough to kind of come to the end. As you know, this whole offseason has been so much back and forth for me.
Sure. Okay, that's enough. Devin is my guy. Him and his brother Jason, congratulations. I like how he called Belichick Bill. Now he's just Bill. And he'll always tell you that Bill is actually a real human being. He's just a pain in the ass in the public. Adam Thielen was released. Tua Tagovailoa, he's been alerted that the Miami Dolphins will pick up his fifth-year option. Brock Purdy had his surgery. It's been reported that he will be able to throw a football in about 3 months, so maybe he'll be all set and good to go. We'll see what happens. It may take him 6 months to come back, but he'll be able to throw a football in three. Let's get to some of your calls before we have to roll out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Alex is calling from Louisville.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, JR. I appreciate you having me on.
No doubt. What's up? You got limited time. Go ahead.
I got you. I'll go quick. So, I was just going to say I completely agree with you about that there's a whole new change coming with college basketball with all the big head coaches heading out and with all of them like Coach K and Roy Williams and now Jim Boeheim. You were just alluding to Rick Pitino, and I'm from Louisville. He's now over at Iona, but St. John's head coach just got fired.
Yep,
and that's where he's originally from. You think any chance he'd head there to start his career?
It ain't too much of a difference geographically. It's nothing crossing two bridges. There ain't no real difference between Iona, Westchester County, and St. John's in Queens. It's just a couple of bridges. Yeah, if the offer is right, I think he would go. Let's see how he finishes out this season. I don't know if it's going to make too much of a difference for St. John's. But time will tell. He says he wants to coach for 6 more years, so that gives Pitino a little bit of a ground to try to go out with a bang. That would be an amazing accomplishment if he were able to even get close to a championship with St. John's. Appreciate you, Alex.
Absolutely. Hey, one more question, JR, real quick, if I can.
Yes.
So, also, you talked about Patrick Ewing and Georgetown. Louisville's got Kenny Payne, who also won a championship back in the 80s for the Cardinals. I know the Cardinals had a rough season this year, only with 4 wins. What do you think the chances are they turn that back around?
What,
and
with
I'll
the cards?
Jump off here.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, Louisville.
It's tough to say. Well, thank you, Alex. It's tough to say. Like, I look at the talent pool. I look less at the coaches. I look at the talent. And they're everywhere. They're in overtime. They're in the G League. They're in college. I can't answer that. If I'm being honest, I don't think the coaches matter all that much. There's less of an, yes, the coach matters. So you can't take that away. But it's the talent. And I don't think these kids are running around trying to connect with anybody. I don't care who you are. 855-212-4CBS. Sean is calling from Cali. What's up, Sean? Quickly.
Hey, Dusty, Sean here. I'm just going to break it down three things here, okay?
Lamar. Can you break it down to one thing, Sean? One thing.
Okay. Real quick. A-Rod's going to go to the Jets, win nothing. And Lamar is going to not get that guaranteed money. And Warriors going to do well in the playoffs. Have a good
night. Thank you, Sean. You got three things in there. Connor from California. Go ahead, Connor.
Thanks for taking my call, JR. I just wanted to talk about how ironic it is that Kevin Durant injured himself just before his opening with the Suns. I just wanted to say how ironic that is.
I don't know if that's ironic. It's unfortunate. Bob is calling from Michigan. Very quickly, Bob. That's not very quickly. Thank you, Bob. Hey, Shep, thank you for an amazing week, man.
And all thanks and gratitude goes for you, JR. Great week of shows as always, man.
I'm just doing stuff, you know. Hanging out, talking about things.
Talking about a lot of
stuff.
Things. Talk about, and you got a show, obviously, later today on the East Coast, tomorrow on the West Coast on WFAN per usual. So
yeah, in New York City, I'll be on at 3 p.m. Eastern time. You can listen to me for, I don't know, 2-3 hours. So if you're bored and you're not sick of me here, you can listen to me talk to all the wonderful folks in New York. And Shep, you're going to be here on CBS Sports Radio when?
I am. Because of daylight saving time, it's 3 a.m. Eastern time to 6 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. And I have a feeling we may have an opinion or two about Jim Boeheim, JR.
Okay. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Make sure you follow Shep, the good shepherd underscore, and then you can hit me up at JR Sport Brief. I'll be back with you Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Listen to Shep. Listen to me. All you have to do, tune in on the free Odyssey app. I appreciate you for tuning in this entire week. I am just anxiously awaiting Selection Sunday to figure out who the hell's going to play, when they're going to play, where they're going to play. JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio, though. Ryan Hickey, he's coming up next. That's my guy. Thank you, Shep.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.